This is Lucy Gardner, and you are listening to Yachting International Radio, and you join me for another episode of the Yacht Life Show. Yes, we are back, and we had the absolute pleasure last week of attending the Cannes Yachting Festival. It was a fantastic few days on the docks, and I had some fantastic conversations, and one of those was with Florian Radulov. He's the general manager of Amaya Yachts. They're a new brand of multi-hulls being built in Bulgaria, which, of course, is not the normal place you'd expect to build yachts. So we had a fantastic chat on a very windy afternoon at the Palais. I hope you enjoy it. And if you do, don't forget to subscribe, like, and share. And we will see much more of you in the next coming weeks. The next show we'll be at is the Monaco Yacht Show. So looking forward to seeing you then. This is your first Cannes Yachting Festival with your new brand, Amaya.
Yeah, I'm not for the first time here, actually. It's very good to be back here to meet all the friends and people that I've known for these years. But it's actually the first time that, I'm branded and I'm representing our brand, and I'm happy to be here. Yeah, with our own brand.
And you were just telling me off camera, it's got a really interesting name. What it means, what's the feeling of Amaya?
Well, Amaya is a very mystic Bulgarian word that means basically literally, there's not a good translation, but literally it means enchanting. It's this feeling that you get when a woman passes by you and you're so enchanted by her that you follow her and you want to really go and meet her. So that's kind of the feeling that we want to have from our boats.
We haven't spoken that much yet about the yachts you're building. So let's talk a little bit about what the yard is gonna, what we're gonna see from you guys in the next few years.
Well, what we believe in is boaticos, and especially power catamarans. At the moment, we are developing our own 50 feet power catamaran brand, Amaya Yachts, and that's only the beginning. For now, we are presenting you a very special and I would say a different kind of DNA in our product. For sure, different kind of business model that we have. And it will be very fun to invite all our prospects to visit the boat because I'm sure they will see something that they will like.
Yeah, and we're looking at a launch at some point this year, fingers crossed.
Yes.
And all going to plan.
Yes,
Now, as we said before, this is your first Cannes Yachting Festival as your new brand.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about the different energy you're bringing into this because, of course, you know, you've got a long history in yachting, you understand business, but this is something else.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, it should be different. So I just turned 30 a couple of weeks ago. So
happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. So having this approach as a new generation in the industry, speaking, I really feel young and around here. No offense taken by anybody.
None taken.
But we really try to take this fresh approach to the product. We have pretty different layout with a large saloon. We feel that there is a need to show a product, to present a product, which gives the possibility of really living comfortably on a 50 feet catamaran, on that size of a catamaran. So with our boat, we are really targeting clients predominantly that can allow themselves to spend more than a week, if I have to be honest, on a boat, like a month, two, three, a whole season. You can work remotely. We have all the systems that can allow that on the boat. So everybody that really wants to spend more than just a vacation on the boat will be very comfortable in our vessel.
And that's a really important point, isn't it? Because I think now lots of us have got so much more freedom with how we work.
Exactly.
And the remote working and the systems we've got now, you know, all of the VSAT and the Starlink and everything else that can make sure you can stay aboard.
Yeah, we've got all this.
Absolutely. And also the volume of a catamaran gives you so much more, doesn't it, than just a mono.
Well, I was going around the show and I don't want to be like super superstitious, but I don't know why people buy Monaco, honestly. If you are like because it's from the new generation, but I think that the new generation is finding luxury and comfort, not so much in like flashy products and being super macho, but we are looking for rigid, robust design, quality and comfort that you can find. Nothing too flashy, no exotic materials and so on. You just need to, you know, that it's functional, it is nice looking, and you can spend quality time with your best ones.
And that's exactly what it's all about, isn't it? And I think you make an interesting point where you talk about the size as well, because a multi-hull, shallower dry draft allows you to get into all those bays and places that perhaps if you're on a bigger boat with them that you wouldn't be able to do you can have much more fun at anchor.
With a much smaller catamaran, you have the same amount of living area than with a much lengthier monohull, and you can reach, as you say, these nice lagunas, and you can experience the world in a way that you never thought that you can. And also something else that is special about our boat is that it's the widest, it's the deepest boat in the class, with 8.4 meters beam.
Ooh.
Yeah. And this allows for really large saloons, spacious cabins, huge flybridge with lots of sunbeds and the grill and the bar. So plenty of room to enjoy your time.
It's all about being outside and connected with the water, yeah, isn't it? Rather than being kind of locked up in an indoor saloon and... Well, cut off from the outside. You want to be in it, don't you?
I know, but this is actually something that we picked. We have large saloon because we understand the need that if you want to live on the boat, you need to have a place where you want to be sheltered. So this boat is an all-year-round boat. So you can use it in the cooler months, like in early spring or late autumn. You can still enjoy your boat. But this doesn't mean that we've compromised the outdoor area, the aft cockpit. We've removed all the solid composite area, and you can enjoy your spectacular infinity view while you're having a dinner in the saloon from the sliding doors. Or also you can still have your dinner in the aft cockpit because you can open up the foldable chairs and tables, and you can do that. Furthermore, you can have the dinner on the flybridge because you can sit up to 10 people on a foldable table, and you can have your dinner upstairs, and you can have this 360 view.
So that is amazing. Loads of flexibility.
Yeah, front cockpit as well. Sunbeds and seating area. You can have your brunch or your coffee in the morning there. So even though you have much larger saloon than what is expected from the most of the Mediterranean designs that we see here, we haven't compromised the outdoors.
And I think with all that volume that you get on a multi-hull design, you have a lot more flexibility as a designer, don't you, to really play with those proportions?
Yeah. At the moment, we have this large dining area, which we can really cut down and have this a kitchen island, where you can also have high chairs and so on. So we're flexible.
And definitely that design, that open plan design is like, it's what you see on huge custom yachts now. It's what people want, isn't it? They want a more open flow of space.
Yeah, exactly. And this is actually one of our key traits as brands. We are a family-owned company. We're coming from a larger corporate group that has always had a focus to the customer. So this is what we want to bring to the yard, especially in yachting where purchases are really emotional. We want to make the people feel like part of the family. And that's why we allow them to customize their interiors pretty much as they wish.
Very exciting. And which designers are you working with?
So the design, mainly the concept design, it was done by Yachts from Germany, from Hamburg. We've got a pretty solid partnership with them. And then the rest, like detailed engineering and all the rest needs and bits that we need to do to produce a boat, so we did internally.
Excellent. And you have yards in Bulgaria?
Yeah.
And in Italy?
No, in Italy is another company that we have in the corporate group. It's a machine builder, but mainly we are based in Bulgaria. We have like 15,000 square meters of built area and another 40,000 square meters of outdoor area, which really allows us for expansion.
Yeah, that is some space for a beginning brand.
This is a good place. This is a good thing about the place that we've settled in, that it allows expansion, which we are really planning to have.
Very exciting times for you. And so in the next few months, what can we expect to see?
In the next few months, launching for sure. That's something that we're planning for quite a lot of time. And also, we're already in planning for our next models. We're going upwards of our family of boats. We're planning the 62-foot catamaran again, which is going to be the start of our brand new line with completely another design language. We're going to up the game with materials, space. We're going to reinforce even more our DNA with that model. State-of-the-art latest technology. I mean, these are all like cliched words, but... as I said, as a family-owned company, we really need to be there on the forefront of innovation and design to win our clients. And I'm sure there's clientele for that kind of boat.
I think there is indeed. And I think also with a family-owned company, of course, you have the opportunity to be more dynamic.
Yeah, exactly.
And to make much quicker decisions, like a big corporate.
And clients have direct access to me as an owner and general manager, direct access to the whole management team. What we always do is that the moment that we feel that somebody is interested in our boats, they're immediately welcome to our yard. They can go there, see how we're treating the people. people, how we're treating the materials, how we are doing everything in our yard. They can speak to anybody, basically, because we don't have anything to hide. It's you are part of us once you're interested in our product. And this is how we are achieving the transparency in our processes.
It's a very exciting journey that you're on, and I'm sure for your clients as well. So where can we find you? This is Cannes. This is the beginning of the boat show season. Busy as we are, yeah. The weather's just about held out for us today. But where are we going to, can we find you? We see you at the rest of the shows this year. We're going to see you in the States.
Yeah, well, we've got our United States dealers. They're all pretty excited about what we're doing here in Bulgaria, at least as excited as we are. But what we decided to do in this first period is really focus on more exclusive events rather than spending time here on the show entertaining tourists. And that's why whoever contacted us and has expressed their desire to see the boat, they will be welcome on our VIP events. We're going to make some sea trials in Istanbul because it's a very easy place to reach. The boat will be delivered to the client in Bodrum. We have already the agreement to use it for such kind of events. So I think it would be great if we can have this direct connection with the clients and really spend the time with each of them, have their own personal sea trial and have dinner. And all these things are, I think, are really important. And it will be much, like, there will be no connection with, I was just saying, about a family-owned company and just dropping off here and trying to entertain everybody. We want to be close to our customers and to our partners.
Absolutely. Well, I feel like the Amaya effect. Exactly. It's beginning.
Exactly.
This is giving me loads of confidence when I see that people are actually coming here to meet all of us. That's amazing.
I always think that having a new brand, like doing something new as you're doing, is really tough. This is a tough market.
It is. It has been a challenge. We've been doing that for the last around 4 years.
Yeah.
We've finalized our design in 2020. Mm-hmm. And then we decided that, I decided that we need to work on smaller projects and get this expertise in the yard. There are many, many people, many brands that decided to do some brave things, but what is my power, what is our power is manufacturing.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't want just to go in 2020 with a press release that we have this new brand and then wait for it to launch.
You need momentum.
Yeah, so within these 4 years, we worked on many other projects, we developed our expertise, and now we are 50 people in the yard. We are hiring, like, every month we're hiring like 4 to 5 people. We're growing pretty rapidly. And we, 1 year ago, when we got the client ready to sign, we said, hey, we're running. So now we're working only on Amaya, which is exciting. And that's why just a few months ago, Delic Yard announced Amaya brand. And that was when we were ready with a lot of things. We already had a network of dealers. We had the moats ready. The hull was almost ready. And this was the time when we decided, okay, we tell the world about Amaya. Because we can allow ourselves.
You're ready now.
We were ready.
Fantastic.
So, as I told you, I'm coming from a family that is usually involved into machine manufacturing. It's a very precise kind of work that we do. We have around 28 designers there doing the custom projects for our clients. Sometimes our projects involve like more than 200 units there, which means transport equipment that are working in synchron with the technology that we have integrated there. So doing the research on the market, we decided that we can actually take that experience and that strive for precision, experience in supply chain management, cash flow management, all this thing that we have embedded in our knowledge that we have gained in the past 30 years and bring it to that market. We really wanted to diversify our corporate portfolio with something more premium. As I told you, my father has a passion for sailing. So we decided, okay, let's try to do some boats. And all this knowledge and experience that we have gained in the last 30 years, now it's just flowing into the yacht.